celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Susan Sims for Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle for you and your furry best friend. My first guest is actress, author, and spokesperson Allison Sweeney. Now, many listeners will know Allison from her role as Sammy on Days of Our Lives and host on The Biggest Loser. But she's here today to tell us about her book, The Mommy Diet, and her involvement with the Hills Pet Fit Challenge. Hi, Allison, and welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, it's my pleasure. You know, they always say, if you want something done, give it to a busy person, and that certainly describes your life.
It's so funny. It's true. People say that to me all the time.
I bet. So tell us, what is the Hills Pet Fit Challenge, and how did you become involved?
Well, I'll start by explaining I became involved because I found out my dog Winky was a bit overweight, and she needed to get healthy. So I used the Hills Science Diet Weight Loss System. It's pre-measured food and biscuits. And it's so easy to use. It was so great and not confusing at all. And I knew my dog was getting enough food, and it was just so great for me. And it worked for Winky. She lost weight and got healthy and more energy in a month. I mean, we saw clear differences. So that was a fantastic solution for us. It's the first of its kind for pets. And I was so happy with that experience. And then I made a video of Winky's weight loss journey. And that was so cool. They added it to PetFit.com, the website, and that's where you find your Pet Fit Challenge. So if you're trying to get your pet healthy, you can sign them up on the website, and one family might win up to $1 million.
Wow. That's crazy. So I guess through all this, you might have some tips that you can impart to our listeners about getting their own Fidos in shape.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of useful information on the website, but certainly it's important to know how bad table scraps are for your pet. And, you know, I had learned, and I had no idea it was this, you know, big of an issue, but 1 ounce piece of cheese for my dog Winky, who's 20 pounds, Boston Terrier, is like me eating 1.5 cheeseburgers or 6 ounces of chocolate. It's really unhealthy. And so those little things that seem so little to you, you know, when you're tossing them in the bowl after dinner or something, is a big difference to a little dog.
Yeah, I had no idea, too, because I'm guilty of that with the cheese. It's a special treat, but that's something new for me. And you know, there's a great image of you and your dog, Winky, on the cover of the upcoming March issue of Phyto-Friendly Magazine. And we just wanted to ask, how long has Winky been a part of your family, and how did he get his name?
Well, Winky was a rescue, and she lost her eye in one of those dogs at a breeder's. And we rescued her from that, and she lost her eye in a dog fight. And she's just such a sweetheart. That's not the kind of dog she is. So we rescued her, brought her to our family, and we've had her for maybe 3 years now, and we think she's like 5. We're just so happy to have her.
Well, congratulations. I know she's happy to have you, too. And I understand you have a new book out. It's called The Mommy Diet. And who should read this book?
Well, it's a great question, actually, because I think the mommy diet is relevant to anyone who finds themselves taking care of everyone else in their life instead of themselves. And that's the hardest thing, is to convince moms, but really anyone, how important your own health is to your ability to care for others, and that no one else can get healthy for you. No one else can go to the gym for you. You have to make that time for yourself. And that was sort of what the book is all about. And I included a lot of, like, mental health things, too, like some romance tips and beauty tips and makeup and clothes, fashion stuff. So it's really sort of all over living for helping a mom, you know, who's pregnant or just had a baby or whose baby came and went many years ago, but maybe they still need to get back on track.
So that sounds like someone who's, say, youngest child is 32, that they could still benefit from your book.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think the book is relevant to every mom.
Now, have you always been into fitness and health, or did your role as host for The Biggest Loser serve as your inspiration?
I've certainly struggled with my health and fitness for a lot of years, and I became so much better informed of the right way to do it when I joined The Biggest Loser. I was so happy to get the job anyway. I mean, I loved the idea of being so part of a show that's so inspiring. But I learn something new every day I work there. I learn about what their, you know, different tips and information about weight loss and fitness. So I'm so proud to be a part of the show and grateful for it.
And I understand you have a gift for one of our lucky listeners.
Yes. If you go to the PetFit.com website, you can join the PetFit Challenge, and you enter your pet's weight loss story, and you could win up to $1 million.
That is awesome. And I think everybody, if you want to get on the mommy diet, that's something they could probably find at Amazon.com?
Absolutely. Any online bookseller or in bookstores.
That's wonderful. Thanks, Allison, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Would love it. Thank you.
For more information regarding the Hill's Pet Fit Challenge and how to enter for your chance to win $1 million, log on to PetFit.com. And to order the Mommy Diet by Allison Sweeney, log on to Amazon.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will be talking with someone who has a new magazine to howl about. So, sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Did you hear Animal Radio this weekend?
I have a muted tardy cat who thinks that she's a boy.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I don't care if she's gay, but I mean, I'm totally cool with her expressing her lesbian self. No problems with that.
Well, I'm glad you have an open mind. We're all very glad about that here.
That's good, and I'm not saying I want to change her.
Catch Animal Radio Saturdays at noon, Sundays at 5 p.m. Eastern on XM 158.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims with Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And my next guest is Brett Chisholm, founder of Life and Dog Magazine. Hi, Brett, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. Thank you so much for having us. It's such a pleasure to be here again today.
Well, our pleasure as well. Now, tell us about your new magazine and who is your audience.
Well, Life and Dog is all about modern living with man's best friend, and we're reaching out to the modern dog lover who treats their dog as part of their family. And, you know, as a part of that, starts to make lifestyle decisions based on their four-legged best friends. We're based out of Texas, and, you know, that's just, it's definitely a trend as of late where the dog is kind of coming out of the backyard and taking a seat at the dinner table. And so I think that there's a whole lot of people who, you know, are gauged into this new lifestyle of, you know, modern living with man's best friend.
Well, I can attest to that. And being a publisher myself, I know it's a crazy business. So what made you start your publication? What were you thinking?
Well, you know, we started out as a blog in Houston, the Houston Dog Blog, and as far as the publication, it really was my love for photography and fashion and dogs, of course. There was just a group of us who came together, and we realized that there's a niche for this here and for compelling stories and profiles of modern dog lovers like our readers and exciting fashion spreads and photos, and I think that for me, coming from a photography background, I think that that's something that's really important and hopefully will set ourselves apart from a lot of other publications. I think that we have the best pet photographers in the nation working with us, from Kim Hartz, Mel Hammonds, Chuck Holloman, and all on our team. So I think that we'll hopefully have some really compelling content and really beautiful things to look at.
It sounds fun. So when do you launch, and where will people be able to find your magazine?
We actually launch on February 15th with our March issue, and we're going to be a monthly magazine. People can go to lifeanddog.com. Our logo is life with the plus sign dog, and the website is life and dog spelled out, lifeanddog.com. And they can find the closest place to them that has a publication. We're actually going to be distributed for free at several distribution points to start out with, so people can be introduced to our content. And if you can't find one directly near you, you can, of course, subscribe online.
And I also wanted to talk to you about your fabulous fundraiser that you held last year, Callers for a Cause. What was that about, and was it successful?
Oh, it was really successful, especially for the first year. You know, we actually just finished the fundraising totals, and Callers for a Cause is also a part of the Snapshots event that I do here in Houston, and This year, we raised a little over $75,000, so that's really, really exciting. But Collars for a Cause is about one-of-a-kind dog and cat collars that are designed by fellow animal lovers, from celebrities and fashion designers to artists to, you know, just people who are really passionate about the cause. And we had an amazing website developed for us by the folks at Digital Function, and so there was a an opportunity to go online and bid on these collars. And so it was just a really, really fun way to get the message out there for the spay-neuter assistance program about the importance of spaying and neutering your pets.
And will you be holding another fundraiser this year?
Yeah, absolutely. We are going to be launching the initiative. It's actually going to take place in 2012. And so this summer there'll be more information. And so you can find out more information on collarsforacause.org. There'll be stuff on Life and Dog. We'll be doing some things with Fido Friendly with the promotion and fundraiser. So, you know, through those multiple avenues, we'll hopefully get the message out to everybody. And we'd love, of course, to come back and talk about it when your listeners can also get involved in the cause.
Well, we would love to have you back, and I understand you have a gift for one of our lucky listeners.
Yes, we do. We have a year-long subscription of Life and Dog magazine, so we're really excited about that, to be able to give that away, and it'll include 12 monthly issues of the magazine, as well as our annual resource guide, so that's a very exciting, a $60 value for them.
Well, thank you so much. So be the first caller at 1-866-405-8405, and you will receive a one-year subscription to Life and Dog magazine. Once again, that number is 1-866-405-8405. Thanks, Brett, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
For more information, log on to lifeanddog.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will be talking with someone who will tell us about helping our schools and how you and your dog can enter for a chance to appear in Fido Friendly magazine. So, sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Fido Friendly is the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each issue includes hotel and destination reviews along with health and wellness topics, dog training tips, and the latest fashion trends. Pick up a copy at Borders, Barnes & Noble, Hastings, or go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today. Fido Friendly is the only magazine dedicated to the travel and lifestyle of man's best friend and the one magazine your dog will thank you for.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is brought to you by our good friends at The Honest Kitchen, where dehydrated raw pet foods offer a way to create fresh, natural meals for your pet in the comfort of your home. My next guest is Penny Sansevieri from ClassWish.org. She's here to tell us about helping schools and how you can enter for a chance to win an appearance in Fido Friendly magazine with your dog. Hi, Penny, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Susan. Thanks so much for inviting me beyond.
Hey, it's my pleasure. So what is ClassWish, and how can our listeners get involved?
Well, ClassWish is designed to help get school children and teachers the support they need through supplies. And everyone, you know, anybody can donate money to ClassWish, and the money goes to the schools, and it goes to the kids, because as we all know, our schools are in dire need of help. And so what we've done is we've worked with the wonderful Fido Friendly magazine to put together a sweepstakes that allows anybody to enter to win an opportunity to appear full page in Fido Friendly with their dog. And I'm so sorry that Cosmo and I can't be featured in it because, of course, we're part of ClassWish. But for a dollar, you win the chance to appear in the magazine. And a dollar, all the money goes to ClassWish to help our kids and our future leaders.
Well, I love the idea, and we were so happy to partner with ClassWish on this venture. And how does that actually work now? If we go online to ClassWish.org, do we enter there, and are we able to dictate where that money would go if we had a special school in mind? How can you tell us what's the best way to do this?
Well, the best way is to go, you can go on to classwish.org, And if you go to classwish.org/Fido, it takes you right into the sweepstakes. And you can go and enter and win. And there are actually four sweepstakes. There are a few prizes, including an airplane ticket anywhere in the U.S. and pet supplies and all kinds of really wonderful things. But if you go to classwish.org and start to explore the site, what you'll see is that you can go on to any school, so you can support a school right in your area. Whether you live in New York or San Diego or Wisconsin, you can find a school and you can donate to a teacher's wish list that, you know, that teaches at that school. So it's not only a great cause, but it's very personal because you're not just sort of, you know, donating money and helping schools across the country. You're helping your school. And that makes all the difference because those are our schools and our kids.
Yeah, I love this idea, and it's really a grassroots effort at this point. And I'm wondering, how did Class Wish come to be? I mean, whose brainchild was this?
Well, Class Wish is the brainchild of Robert Tolmach, and he is the founder, he's the creator, and this is a guy who, you know, really just lives to sort of, you know, help these children and realized that there was a problem. You know, we were cutting school funding left and right. I mean, I live in California specifically, so, you know, I know that our schools have been cut. Our schools are in dire need of school supplies. And he saw that, and he said, you know, the way to solve that is to get kids the school supplies they need. How do you do that? You put up wish lists for teachers, and the teachers go up, actually, and put up their own wish lists. And you allow people to donate money so that teachers can get the school supplies they need. So this isn't about just sort of sending money to schools and saying, okay, well, you know, here's your money. And this is about, you know, if a teacher needs pens and paper, and some of them actually do. I mean, some schools don't even have paper. If a teacher needs musical supplies, so it can be something as simple as writing implements to, you know, a flute or sheet music or whatever that is, and the teachers can get exactly what they need. And that's what's so beautiful about this. And that's how Robert designed it.
I really love the idea, and I love how just for a dollar you can enter to win, for a chance to win a lot of great things, but certainly people can donate more than a dollar, right?
Yes, absolutely. They can donate, you know, whatever they feel comfortable doing, and it really, it's a fabulous prize. And one of the things that we found is that, you know, we love our children, and we also love our animals, as you know. And for an opportunity to be in this magazine with your dog, and to have that chance, and to also help children and schools, I mean, it's just a phenomenal partnership. So, you know, there's no purchase, obviously, to enter, a dollar to join the sweepstakes, as much, of course, as you want to donate. We would greatly appreciate it. Class Wish is really, it's a labor of love, and it's a labor of love for our children, for our schools, and for the, you know, for our future leaders.
And how long does the contest last? What is our drop-dead date to log on to classwish.org and enter?
The last day to enter is the contest ends on April 30th. So up until that time, you can go onto the site. And there are a number of ways, too, that you could win. So, for example, you can tweet or retweet a message to win airline tickets. We're also, as I mentioned, doing pet supplies. So we're doing pet supplies both for you and for your favorite animal shelter because we also know that, you know, animal shelters are, you know, in dire need of help. And so part of the money will go to help fund supplies for your favorite shelter. So it can also be a local shelter or one that you know. And I know we have a lot of us animal lovers have our favorites. And you can also post Facebook messages. And there's a lot of information on the site. There's a lot of ways to participate. But most importantly, it's just such a feel-good sweepstakes and feel-good opportunity.
It really is. So like I said, it's a grassroots effort. Everybody can get involved. Everyone can get on Twitter and Facebook and log on and really help show support for our schools. And I want to thank you, Penny, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you so much for inviting me on, and thank all of you for your support of Class Wish and this wonderful sweepstakes and a great opportunity to help our kids.
For more information, log on to classwish.org. And that's it for Fido Friendly Travel Talk. And for more information on today's show or just about traveling with Fido, you can pick up a copy of Fido Friendly Magazine at Borders, Barnes & Noble, Hastings, or Save a Tree and subscribe to our online version at FidoFriendly.com. Until next time, travel safe and leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
This is Animal Radio.